patient, 14th of February, patient Nicole, N-I-C-H-O-L-E, Wainwright, W-A-I-N-W-R-I-G-H-T, date of birth 12/30/1977. Nicole Wainwright was seen for evaluation of thyroid nodule, paragraph. She was recently found to have a nodule in her neck, but had no major symptoms suggestive of a thyroid hormone imbalance, paragraph. She denied problems with swallowing, comma, hoarseness, and did not have aches or cramps, period. Thyroid function tests have been normal, paragraph. Has history significant for anxiety and a sleeve gastrectomy and gallbladder surgery, period, paragraph. Family history is notable for her mother having a goiter, paragraph. Social history, colon, she works as a coder in inpatient records, comma, does not smoke or drink alcohol, paragraph. Quad medication, colon, Wellbutrin 200 milligrams daily, comma, Buspar 10 milligrams 3 times a day, and Asifax, she also has Atenolol 10 milligrams daily, paragraph. General review is otherwise under mark of 12 systems evaluated apart from weight loss of about 90 pounds, period. A total of 12 systems were evaluated, paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 114 over 78, comma, weight 145 pounds, and the pulse is 70-minute, period. The thyroid gland was palpable, but there's no neck lymphadenopathy, period. The house was normal, the nose was clear, the peripheral examination was grossly intact, paragraph. An ultrasound report from... November 2021 has shown a 3.7 centimeter nodule in the right lobe of the thyroid, comma, which had lobulated and irregular margins, period. There were also punctate echogenic foci, period. No neck lymphadenopathy was identified, period. Paragraph, finding laceration biopsy of the right thyroid lobe nodule has shown features suspicious for papillary cell thyroid cancer, period. Paragraph, impression. Thyroid nodule, comma, with fine needle aspiration cytology indicative of probable papillary cell carcinoma of the thyroid, paragraph. I discuss these findings with the patient and recommend that she have a total thyroidectomy and have referred her to Dr. Beth Kimball for further evaluation and surgical opinion on and for possible thyroidectomy, paragraph. Follow-up will occur after her thyroid surgery is complete. Paragraph, end of dictation. Next patient, Vicky, V-I-C-K-I, Cray, K-R-E-H, date of birth 4/12/1973. Vicky Cray was seen for evaluation of a goiter. Paragraph, she complained of soreness in the anterior part of her neck and occasional hoarseness, but no difficulty swallowing, period. There were no other symptoms suggestive of hypothyroidism. Paragraph, past history is significant for anxiety and probable gastroesophageal reflux, period. Paragraph, family history is negative for thyroid disorders. Paragraph, social history, she works as a social manager for AAA, does not smoke and occasionally drinks alcohol, paragraph. Current medication is Ativan occasionally and omeprazole, paragraph. General review is significant for some weight gain, comma, hoarseness as mentioned, an occasional cough, but no other major symptoms for 12 systems evaluation, paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 114 over 62, comma, weight 150 pounds, and BMI is 29.3, period. The pulse is 70-minute, period. The thyroid gland was minimally enlarged, but no neck lymphadenopathy, period. The heart sounds were normal, and the lungs were clear, period. The peripheral examination was grossly intact, period, paragraph. I have reviewed recent lab tests, which included TSH 1.37, comma, normal, period. Ultrasound of her thyroid gland shows a slightly enlarged thyroid gland with three small, comma, less than 1 centimeter nodules seen in both lobes of the thyroid, period. Paragraph, impression. small nodular goiter with normal thyroid balance, Pyrpargraf. I recommend a follow-up in this situation and have recommended that she return for follow-up in July 2022 for repeat thyroid function tests and antibody testing, Pyrpargraf in dictation.